Democrats in Central New York's 24th congressional district decide this week who will run against John Katko, the Republican who has represented the four-county district centered in Syracuse for the last 2 years. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the three Democrats who will be on tomorrow's primary ballot squared off in debates as primary day approaches.
Colleen Deakin, former staffer for U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, SU Professor Eric Kingston, known for his work with Social Security, and Steve Williams, a Syracuse attorney and military veteran, agree on most of the issues. All support a ban on hydrofracking and tougher gun control laws. They're against the Trans-Pacific Partnership and a bigger U.S. military presence in the Middle East, but each have a unique tone and set of experiences that offers voters a choice. A Democratic Party establishment candidate, a progressive in the mold of Bernie Sanders, and a political outsider. This was reflected in an exchange regarding campaign finance reform during a Time Warner cable news debate. All want campaign finance reform and the Citizens United Supreme Court decision overturned. It's how each candidates personally deal with outside money that separates them. Colleen Deakin is backed by the party establishment, endorsements ranging from Senator Charles Schumer to Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, as well as the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, also known as the DCCC. She says that would have no impact on her independence in office.
I'm always going to be beholden only to the people of the 24th District. What the folks in D.C. want is not what I'm concerned with at all.
Politicians like Bernie Sanders and the group Democracy for America are offering help to Eric Kingston, who says their greater social goal mitigates the fact that they're from Washington.
It's the progressive side of Congress. It's also a side that's very clear about putting a stop to campaign finance.
Steve Williams says he's the only candidate who isn't getting any cash from Washington, and all he would accept is an endorsement from the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton.
I'm an independent thinker looking out for the folks of this district, and the interests of this district doesn't always align with these political organizations in D.C. perfectly.
And that distinction was the source of the only hint of nastiness between the three. Several times during the Time Warner and News Channel 9 debates, Williams criticized Deakin's connections to the Democratic Party leadership, in particular, the DCCC.
Listening to Colleen, and you noticed she didn't answer the question, and she repeated the DCCC talking points. I've seen those talking points. That's what she's told to say.
Deakin's rebuttal?
I don't know what he's talking about. If he says he's seen the DCCC talking points, then maybe he's been talking to the DCCC. You'd have to ask him. I have no idea what he's talking about on that.
While candidates reflected mostly on national issues, the future of the Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant and 600 jobs in Oswego County loomed large in the Time Warner debate. All candidates suggest nuclear energy needs to be a bridge to a world where renewable energy is the future. But it was the nitty-gritty that brought out contrasts. Deakin suggested there's no connection between the closing of Fitzpatrick and Oswego with Indian Point nuclear power plant, despite the fact both are owned by Entergy.
We need to look at them as two separate issues, but we need to do everything we can to keep these power plants open until we have an alternative in place ready to go.
After that, Williams was on the attack.
Colleen has a habit of answering a question with, "We have to take a look at," when she doesn't know the answer. The fact is, they are completely connected. The two plants are owned by the same company. They make good profits down in New York. They don't make those kinds of profits here.
Kingston didn't get in the fray, but admitted the jobs and nuclear energy debate creates a political no-win situation.
People will lose jobs eventually, whether it's, as Ms. Deakin or Mr. Williams says, over time, these plants need to be closed. Nuclear power in the current state ultimately is dangerous.
The 24th includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and the western portion of Oswego County. Only registered Democrats can vote in tomorrow's primary. Polls open in central New York at noon. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.